West on Highway 12, a couple miles outside of Aberdeen, is Concord Grain. General Manager Pat Tracy. Pat, looks like beans are done. Guys are going hard at the corn.
Yeah, beans are pretty well wrapping up. We're still getting a few loads. We've handled about 25% more beans this year than a year ago, so it's been a pretty good harvest on beans. And corn harvest is just ramping up, running around 18 to 20% moisture.
The beans, bigger yields than last year. This is a big crop. Do you have a place to put it?
Well, it's been a challenge to keep it all away. We ended up shipping several trains off at harvest here, and we're holding quite a few bushels of beans for later delivery. The yields have been really good to the north of Aberdeen and a little less to the south where they had less rain.
Now, describe pretty good. More than 50, more than 60, up, or what is pretty good?
Oh, all the way from 35 on the low end up to 70 on the high end.
Okay, and as I suppose as you go further west, a little drier and not quite the same soil, so we're closer to 30.
Yeah, it was mostly an issue of rainfall. From Highway 12 south and southwest, they had several inches less rain this summer, and their yields were running more in the 30s.
All right. But rail is a lot friendlier story this year, huh?
Well, it depends on how you define that. It's been friendly in that we've been able to get cars, but the secondary freight market is still outlandishly high.
And you mean the short lines, or what is the secondary freight market?
Well, the secondary freight market on BNSF is a rail market where you can trade trains between end users like grain elevators, and we can buy and sell them between each other, and that market's been pretty high this fall.
Okay. That's different than the demurrage that everybody had to go through a couple, 3 years ago?
Yeah, it's kind of a different fee, if you will, that we work with. You have your regular tariff rate that we pay BN on their cost of transportation, and then there's a secondary market that trades, buys, and sells cars.
Okay. Tell us a bit about the Concord Grain Network. How many elevators do you have, or is here in northeast South Dakota?
We're just a single entity here. We're owned by a private party and partly owned by Cargill.
All right. And you're running a lot of trucks through here.
It's been really busy, bumper-to-bumper traffic most of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. The 18% corn that's coming in, does that need any air or any propane at all?
Yeah, pretty much it's all got to go through the dryer. We like to have it at 15 and below. To ship it on a train, it's got to be 14 and a half.
All right. And, again, how long does it stay here before it gets on the train?
Corn will hold a little longer than the soybeans, probably till spring.
Okay. Where is the... both the beans and the corn, where does that go out of northeast South Dakota?
A majority of the beans all go to the Pacific Northwest for export. And the corn can go also to the Northwest for export, or it's sold to the ethanol plants on a local market.
All right. And is the basis appealing at this point to both a farmer and to you who has to sell it?
No, it's actually been getting wider every day as this large crop is being harvested.
Yeah, and how big is the basis here in northeast South Dakota? He's going to reach around and look at today's numbers.
Today's numbers, we're at 64 under on corn and 93 under on soybeans.
Wow, that's a big hit. That hurts.
Yeah, it's a pretty wide basis, and again, it's because of the high cost of freight.
And is that going to improve by Thanksgiving, or does it take till Christmas? Last year, what was that like?
I think it'll improve after the big rush is over with, when the harvest starts to wind down.
Okay. It's just kind of like what happens, you know, law of supply and demand. Is that basically it, or are there other factors at play?
Yeah, it's supply and demand. We have a big crop looking for a home. So until it gets put away for the harvest, why it's going to keep the basis pretty weak.
Okay. Pat Tracy, General Manager of Concord Grain. I know on a day like today you don't want any more people, you know, lined up, but if people want to start utilizing Concord Grain, how can they do that?
Just look us up on the web, www.concordgrain.com, or 605-725-3276. We'd be happy to help you.
All right. Thank you much. Pat, great to meet you. Have a safe fall and a great harvest, and don't get too rushed here. Don't have too many long days.
Yeah, they've been really long days. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.